أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين Finally we are having the closing ceremony Alhamdulillah all praise belongs to Allah for everything and the tawfiqat that he has given to all of us. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to rectify our faults, improve our shortcomings, and fix our mistakes. And inshallah, allow us to elevate to further higher levels spiritually. I would like to thank each and every person who participated in this conference, all of you respectable brothers and sisters, and specifically our honorable guests, honorable scholars and speakers, and everyone who has worked hard behind the scenes. The conference would never be the way it is without all of you, and specifically without the scholars, the guest scholars, the speakers who have been working hard, and all the volunteers who have been working hard. The Muslim Congress team, board of directors, board of trustees, and the chairman, Samahat Hujjat Islam wal Muslimin Sayyid Sartaj Zaidi Hafizahullah Hafizahumullah Ajma'in, they have prepared some plaques for recognition for different guests and different participants and different teams who have been working hard in different fields and committees. This is just a token of appreciation. The real reward, of course, is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like our mutakallimeen say, scholars of our belief system say, this world is not Darul Jaza. Darul Jaza is actually the Day of Judgment. And the true rewards are impossible to be given because of the restricted nature of this abode. And the true reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just want to say our thank you and, you know, appreciate what you have done. So I would like the brothers to, if you can please bring that box and, So I will call out the names and we have the scholarship program, as you may be aware. Every year, Muslim Congress offers scholarships to some of our qualified winners. And this year, 2016, the winners of the Muslim Congress scholarship are the following. So please welcome Huda Abdul Razak with a salawat. And also we would like to recognize the next winner of the scholarship 2016, Muhammad Hussain Rada. We have a youth committee working for the Muslim Congress, and I would like to recognize their services as well. Our youth have been very enthusiastic about the poetry slam. This is one of the most famous parts of the conference every year, much talked about, much anticipated. So alhamdulillah, this year also we had some good significant participation of our youth, and we have some of the youth who are winners of the Muharram poetry contest that happened. So please let's recognize the second position holder for the Muharram poetry contest, Sukaina Mamdani, with a salawat. And now the first position holder for the Muharram Poetry Slam is Sukaina Musawi. Another salawat for her, please. Ahsant, inshallah.
Both Sukaina.
Inshallah. May Allah increase in your tawfiqat, inshallah. Poetry is definitely one of the most effective ways to get your word across, and the same thing that you say through your poetry is much more effective and has much longer and deeper impact in the society. May Allah increase in your tawfiq. Our Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam had been encouraging those some of those great poets we have in the history. So I would also like to take this opportunity to read out the names of some of our youth volunteers and some of our youth who have been helping in various things. We have, I think before I go to the youth, we have some brothers and sisters here to be recognized for the Quran competition. So the first person I would read out is Sister Sayyida Naqvi. Please recite a salawat for her. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And the second person for the Quran competition recognition is Brother Ali Zadeh. Recite a salawat for him, please. Salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And the third person to be recognized is Brother Muhammad for the Quran competition. Salawat for him. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. We have a sisters forum, alhamdulillah, doing very well throughout the year. They hold online lectures from various scholars, and alhamdulillah, it is working very well. Hard work done by the Haya 360 team. The leader of this team is Sister Amira Nelson, North Carolina. It's an obligation. I feel obliged to thank Haya 360 team and the leader of the team. So I will read out the names of these. The leader of the team is Sister Amira Nelson. Please recite a salawat for her, please. And likewise, Sister Sukaina Jafari, another salawat for her, please. It will be very good if the sisters come over on the stage. So inshallah, when all the guests are coming one by one, inshallah, we'll also have a group picture. So if you can please come over to the stage, and that will be wonderful. I request the Haya 360 team. They have been working hard throughout the year for various services and programs, online and otherwise, you know, holding seminars and workshops and newsletter, which is one of the most regular things going out regularly. MashaAllah, it takes a lot of hard work. So I request the Haya 360 team, please come forward on the stage. Sister Amira Nelson, she is the lead person of the Haya 360 Forum. Sister Sukaina Jafri, Sister Safiya Abdullah, another salawat for her, please. Sister Razia Hussain, another salawat for her. sister in Zinga Aziz. Another salawat for her, please. So, we have our honorable guest who has been participating in our conference in so many years in a row. Alhamdulillah, this personality is working hard 24/7, 365 throughout the year for the human rights, for the Muslim rights, defending the rights of the Muslims, reaching out to the Muslim communities, working hard for to protect the rights of our community, representing the CARE organization in Michigan. Please welcome Brother Dawood Waleed with another salawat. This brother is known to almost everyone in the U.S. because of his great services since years and years. Not only he provides his services in various fields for the youth, for the community at large in Florida, but also he travels all over the U.S. in various communities. He's invited, very well respected, and has been serving relentlessly to spread the word of Islam. And in various events, workshops, seminars on different issues of interest. So please welcome Haj Ali Barakat with another salawat. And this scholar is, mashallah, getting a lot of sawab, because when you do an ibadat and worship that has pain, suffering, you go through hardship more than us who are living here. You come all the way, traveling the long distance of the ibadat ahmazuha, right? The most superior of all the worship is the one for which you, you go through the pain, more of the pain. So, mashallah, please welcome honorable scholar, Brother Mohsin Rizvi, coming all the way from the Hawza of Qum al-Muqaddasa. He is part of the pre-Hawza program of Muslim Congress. Welcome him with another salawat, please. We have amongst us in this conference a personality who has been extremely significant in California, working very hard since decades. You can hardly find people who have been so much committed to the cause, and without, you know, with all the less resources which are available, but a person who has a sincerity towards the cause of Islam goes all the way through, doesn't care about anything else. He relies on Allah and works hard to spread the word of Quran and Ahlul Bayt, mashallah. Please welcome Imam Mujahid Abdul Karim from Los Angeles, California.
I think he's not here.
Alhamdulillah, we are very pleased to have every year to have this person belonging to a great family, Ayatollah Sheikh Ja'far Subhani Hafizahullah is a very honorable marji, a great teacher of the Hawza, a mufassir of Quran, a research scholar, and countless people are benefiting from his presence. So, mashallah, his respectable son, Dr. Muhammad Subhani, please welcome him with another salawat. Are there people standing somewhere in the lounge or something? Is there somebody who can tell people to come here in the main hall? That would be very helpful. Alhamdulillah, Muslim Congress is honored to have the presence of this great scholar and human rights activist, an academic professor, a doctor, someone who loves to spread the word of truth. So please welcome Dr. Kevin Barrett with another salawat. I think he was here. MashaAllah, we have this year another participant coming all the way from North California. He's the Imam of the Sabha Center, and not just the Sabha Center, but there are several centers in the Bay Area which are affiliated and working under his umbrella. MashaAllah, working very hard and doing variety of services. Started a new school and his center, MashaAllah, which is growing every year. They're adding a new class into a new grade into the school. So please welcome Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Nabi Raza Abidi with another salawat. Alhamdulillah, we have another young scholar who is working and has the experience of working in various cities, in various communities, mashallah, spreading the word of the pure Islam, spreading the values of the pure Islam without any compromise, mashallah, taking a significant role in the lives of so many people. And mashallah, he had studied for several years in the Hausa in Pakistan, and then he continued his study in the Hausa of Syria, and is very fluent in Arabic, very fluent in obviously in Farsi as well. And mashallah, since several years he has been serving in different states right here in the US. Please welcome Hujjatul Islam Maulana Sayyid Hanif Shah with another salawat. I think all of them are in their rooms or in the reception area, I don't know. This year of the of the seminar we held on the Hayat 360 Forum in Muslim Congress, we have another honorable guest speaker, another personality whom we are pleased to have, and you know, as our guest, and our community, our sisters benefited from her presence a lot, mashallah. Please welcome Sister Anisa Diab with another salawat. Also, for the Hayat 360 seminar, we are pleased to have another guest, another speaker, presenting her very informative presentation, mashallah. And mashallah, working very hard for educating our community, specifically our sisters, mashallah. Please welcome Honorable Sister Hajar Aziz with another salawat. So mashallah, this one is also for Samahat Sheikh Hisham al-Husseini. I see he's also not here. Mashallah, but please recite another salawat for Samahat Sheikh Hisham al-Husseini. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. This person is, mashallah, very courageous and someone who inspires a lot of youth. And mashallah, despite the situation that we are witnessing right now in this nation, mashallah, she travels to different communities to serve Islam and to propagate the word and to give the inspiration and to give the encouragement to our young girls to stand up for their rights, stand up for their values, maintain their values and principles without any fear, overcoming the fear in this society, so we can live as successful and progressive citizens of this country. So mashallah, our community and our sisters specifically benefited from her presence this year as well. Please welcome Honorable Sister Safiya Abdullah with another salawat. She's also part of our Hayat 360 team, mashallah, and regularly she writes for the newsletter as well and delivers speeches, conducts seminars on various issues of importance, mashallah. May Allah give her a long life. Sister Nzinga Aziz is also part of the Hayat 360 team, and she's also constantly writing, contributing to the newsletters on various subjects that are, you know, important and significant. This year also, we benefited from her presence in the Hayat 360 workshop. So please welcome Sister Nzinga Aziz with another salawat. She's not here. Another panelist of the Hayat 360 workshop this year was our guest speaker, mashallah. All the participants benefited from her presence. Please welcome Sister Fatima Mirji with another salawat. Yeah. Thank you so much, inshallah, may Allah increase in your tawfiq. So Fatima Mehdi is not here. This personality is also recognized and well respected in our community, mashallah. We are honored to have him since several years now, I think, and alhamdulillah, we all love his presence, we benefit from his presence, from his speech, his presentation. Honorable scholar and doctor, please welcome Dr. John Morrow with another salawat. Thank you so much. Picture, We have another scholar, alhamdulillah, very soft-spoken and delivers very informative speeches and presentations. Alhamdulillah, he's liked by the youth so much, appreciated, everyone appreciates the way he talks and presents, mashallah. Coming all the way from, he resides in England, but right now I think he's coming from Dallas, Texas. So alhamdulillah, we have attached a lot of hopes with likes of him, inshallah, to bring about positive changes in this society, mashallah. Please welcome Hujjatul Islam, Sheikh Mirza Abbas, with another salawat. He was here, where did he go? Now this guest has been participating since so many years, alhamdulillah, and we feel proud for his participation and his contribution and his efforts. And I know personally that he travels a lot, different communities, delivering speeches, spreading the message of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, despite all the hardships that travelings have nowadays. So alhamdulillah, Muslim Congress feels blessed to have him every year, benefit from his presence. Please welcome Hujjatul Islam Samahat al-Sheikh Mazin al-Sahlani with another salawat. Yeah. MashaAllah, this personality is very much loved by the youth. Alhamdulillah, we have him now back from the Hausa to Detroit, Michigan. MashaAllah, a person who delivers very informative lectures, MashaAllah. Definitely, he's an inspiration for the youth, and mashallah, as someone who is practicing alim, mashallah. Please welcome Hujjatul Islam Samahat Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani with another salawat. Wasn't he here?
What happened?
Also, Samahat Sayyid Najah al-Husayni, I know he's not here, mashallah, he was also part of the guests here. Please recite another salawat for Samahat Sayyid Najah al-Husayni. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, mashallah. So this person is familiar to all of you, mashallah, specifically the Detroit community and the Seattle community, because we keep on inviting him as well, mashallah. And he's very much honored, respectable. His speeches, his passionate speeches on Islam are no hidden thing on anyone, mashallah. Please welcome Samahat Hujjat al-Islam Sheikh Hassan Habhab with another salawat.
شكرا لكم شكرا لمجيئكم.
Okay, we already announced. Now Imam Mujahid is here. Please welcome again the Imam from California, having decades of service to spread the word of Islam and Quran and Ahlul Bayt, mashallah. For decades he have been working relentlessly to spread the word of truth. Please welcome Honorable Imam Mujahid Abdul Karim with another salawat. The next guest is someone who has a black belt, mashallah, a sportsman, a professor in the university, and also frequently speaker, and much honored, much loved by the youth, specifically because of his style and presentation. Mashallah, we feel honored to have our respectable guest, Hujjat Islam, Sheikh Rasool Naghawi. Welcome him with another salawat. Alhamdulillah, this year also we are blessed to have the presence of this personality, mashallah. He comes all the way from the Hausa to deliver his beautiful speeches, and one of the most beloved scholars in United States, mashallah. And I know various communities are striving, they are longing to have him as a resident alim. I don't know which community is destined to have him and his services at the end of the day, but inshallah we pray all the best for him and his life, mashallah, and his family. Please welcome Hujjat Islam Samahat Sheikh Amin Rastani with another salawat. So Alhamdulillah, Samahat Sheikh Mirza Abbas is here, I've been told, we announce your name. But please welcome honorable guest, Hujjat al-Islam, Sheikh Mirza Abbas, with another salawat, please. Coming all the way from England.
We already announced, mashallah. It's good that you are here, mashallah.
This year's Muslim Congress Conference is unique from this perspective, that we have this honorable guest coming from representing the holy shrine of Abul Fadl Abbas alayhi salatu wassalam, and Al-Atab Al-Muqaddasa Al-Abbasiyya, the holy shrine of Abul Fadl Abbas alayhi salam. May Allah give all of us the tawfiq to visit the holy shrine. And he, mashallah, blessed this conference with his presence and brought the great flag of the holy shrine. Mashallah, we are very honored to have you here, and we feel blessed with your presence and with the gift that you have given to Muslim Congress, mashallah. Please welcome Samahat Hujjat al-Islam Sheikh Sayyid Jawad al-Salami with another salawat. Sheikh Jawad al-Salami. Sayyid again. This personality is a yearly participant in Muslim Congress. Alhamdulillah, our community, our participants, regular participants, they already recognize him. MashaAllah, this year he was invited as well. Unfortunately, his Canadian passport was expired, and it was taking a long while to get the passport renewed, and he could not get the passport renewed till the time that of Muslim Congress conference. So it's a sad thing, but we miss him a lot, mashallah. Hujjat al-Islam Samahat Sayyid Zainul Abidin al-Shahristani, the brother of Hujjat al-Islam al-Muslimin Sayyid Jawad Shahristani, who is the son-in-law of Ayatullah al-Uzma Sayyid Sistani Hafizahullah. Please recite one salawat for Hujjat al-Islam Sayyid Zainul Abidin al-Shahristani. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And also please recite one salawat for Ayatullah al-Uzma Sayyid As-Sistani Hafizahullah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Also, this year was unique from the aspect that we have this personality amongst us coming representing the holy shrine of our beloved 8th Imam Gharibul Ghuraba Ali ibn Musa al-Rida alayhi salatu wa salam wa ala abaihi wa abnaihi wa salatu wa salam. So, mashallah, he brought the flag from Imam Gharib al-Ghuraba, Imam al-Rida alayhi salam, and we pray to Allah to give the tawfiq to all of us to visit the shrine of Imam. And alhamdulillah, how nicely this haram has been run by the administration and by the Islamic leadership. Samah al-Wali al-Faqih, hafadahullah, mashallah. I was listening to National Public Radio, NPR, while I was driving in Seattle, and I heard NPR saying that the largest non-profit corporation in the entire world is the shrine of Imam Rida alayhi salam. So this is definitely a great achievement, and the way it is run, mashallah, it serves as a role model for everyone, mashallah. Please welcome Hujjat al-Islam Samahat Sheikh Ehsan Ahmadi, representing the shrine of Imam Rida alayhi salam, with another loud salawat. We have this scholar also as a regular participant. He could not make it this year, but he was invited. So please recite the salawat for Maulana Hassan Mujtaba Radhavi from Toronto, Canada. Another salawat for him, please. Allah. salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Also, this scholar was much anticipated and awaited for. Everyone was waiting to hear him, to listen to his speech, mashallah. He is a very senior student, studying since several years, studied for several years in the Hawza of Qum al-Muqaddasa, but now he resides in Toronto. He was supposed to come and deliver his presentation, but something happened because of which he couldn't make it. So let us recite one salawat for Hujjat Islam, Samahat Sheikh Shuja Mirza from Toronto, with another salawat for him, please. Okay. We have the annual Quran competition, memorization, recitation competition, which is chaired by Hujjat Islam Sayyid Abadhar every year, alhamdulillah. I would like to recognize the judges of this competition as well. Brother Mohsin Ishraqi, please recite salawat for him. Brother Mehdi Ustad Hassan, another salawat please. And Sister Bailey, and please another salawat for her. And Sister Aryan, another salawat for her, please. This conference could never be like the way it is, never be the same without these youth volunteers. You see, lots of youth are around providing various services for the participants, doing so many things, you know, so many things that we don't even see. So alhamdulillah, all of these volunteers are like hidden heroes doing these services, you know, such a great hard work and sincere work since so long, mashallah. I would like to read out the names of these youth volunteers, and inshallah we will recite salawat for them as well. Daniel Taqawi, Brother Muhammad Naqawi, Brother Hassan Sayyid, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Brother Maysam Raza. So I request these youth volunteers, please come on the stage. If you are here listening to my voice, youth volunteers, as I'm reading your names, I request you to please come on the stage and please line up here. And Brother Muhammad Hussein. And Brother Suleiman Zaidi. And Sister Hajar Aziz. Hajra Aziz, I'm sorry. Sister Sabra Abdul Ghani. Sister Fatima Sadiq. Allahumma salli ala Sister Fatima Janjua. Sister Maqbool Ali. And what is very important to remember are the local volunteers of Michigan, local volunteers of Dearborn and Detroit. And all these local volunteers are have been working hard since months and months. It's not just a one day or one week job, mashallah. This conference can never happen without the help of the local volunteers. I would definitely like to recognize every single brother and sister. Can you please stay here? We have a group picture with everyone else in just a few minutes. So every single brother and sister from Detroit and Dearborn communities who have been working hard for this conference in every possible way, behind the scenes, or working around doing various tasks and assignments, mashallah. We cannot thank you enough. We just want to say that we pray for you, and we pray for your tawfiqat. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill your hawa'id shar'iyya, specifically the youth of Zainabiyya Islamic Center who have been, and the volunteers of the Zainabiyya Islamic Center who have been proactively working hard for this conference since so many months, for all the youth of Detroit and Dearborn and Zainabiyya Center. Please recite salawat 3 times. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. I request all the youth volunteers, all the volunteers of Dearborn and Detroit, please come on the stage. If you can, please call those who are standing outside. Please, all the volunteers, I request you to please come on the stage. We have a group photo with all of them. All the volunteers, please call all of them. Can you please page them to come? So, and we also have this plaque, which is specially meant for another honorable scholar who blesses our conference every year, alhamdulillah. And he blesses our conference every year, mashallah. We are so pleased to have him and benefit from his presence, mashallah, coming all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Please welcome respectable scholar Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Nafees Taqawi with another salawat. Allah salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Please come here, everyone. I request you to please come here. If you can please stand in a line, that will be helpful. And I would like to request the Hayat 360 team, if you can please come on the stage when we are taking the group picture. Sister Amira, Sister Safiya, Sister Sukaina Jafri, Sister Nzinga Aziz, and Sister Razia. These are the people who are behind the success of Hayat 360, mashallah, working so hard with sincerity throughout the year, not just the conference, throughout the year, mashallah. I request the Hayat 360 team, please come on this side, on the right side, right corner of this of the podium. Please, thank you. And assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. Please, I would like to request all the honorable scholars, our guests, mashallah, all the ulama, please, I request all of you to please come on the stage, all the scholars, mashallah. And on behalf of the Board of Trustees and the chairperson of the Board of Trustees of Muslim Congress, I would like to extend special thanks to our Board of Directors of Muslim Congress. Everything that you see, all the services, the entire conference, and so many more services that are going on throughout the year, these are because of the hard work of our Board of Trustees, Board of Directors, mashallah. So I request all of you to please recite salawat 3 times for the Board of Directors of Muslim Congress. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And I request the Board of Directors, please leave your cameras and come here. All the Board of Directors, please. All the Board of Directors, please leave your cameras and come here. MashaAllah. The team which is the working force behind the Muslim Congress, all the members of the Board of Directors of Muslim Congress, I request you to please come on the stage for a group picture. All the volunteers, all the Board of Directors, please. Is there somebody standing outside? If you can hear my voice, please, all the Board of Directors, come on the stage, please. Brother Musa, where's Brother Musa? Musa Khan. Okay, where's Brother Dr. Ali Abbas? Everyone, please come on the stage. So sisters, can you please come forward? So you are not missed in the picture. MashaAllah. So we can bring it backward actually. We can bring it backward. So it's not an obstacle in the way.
Backward off?
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. So, Alhamdulillah, this is a great opportunity to have these honorable ulama and respectable brothers and sisters who are working for the sake of Islam sincerely. For all of them, recite another loud salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. MashaAllah, all the ulama. MashaAllah. Now we're going to read the dua of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam, but and then I'm going to hand over the mic to the chairman of the board of trustees, Hujjat Islam, Samad Sayyid Sartaj Zaidi. Then he's going to recite the dua al-Wahdat and finish this program. Let's read the dua of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma kulli waliyyika al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan. Salawat عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. Samad Sayyid Sartaj, please come here in the middle. I request the chairman of board of trustees, please come and stand in the middle. Yes, mashallah. So okay, let's read dua al-wahdat. Please hold the hands of each other. Mashallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La ilaha illallah. Ilahan wahida wa nahnu lahu muslimun. La ilaha illallah wa la na'budu illa iyyah mukhlisin له الدين ولو كره المشركون لا إله إلا الله ربنا ورب آبائنا الأولين لا إله إلا الله وحده 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 أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده فله الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت ويميت ويحيي وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. 5 times Ayatul Kareema for all the Mu'mini Ayatul Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, who is in the prisons in Nigeria, and all the Shia and Mu'mineen who are in the prisons of, let's not forget those Mustadafeen, our Mu'mineen in Yemen, our Mu'mineen in Iraq who are defending the Atabat and shrines of Ahlul Bayt in Iraq and Sham, our Ulama and Mu'mineen in Bahrain, Sheikh Salman Hafizahullah, Ayatullah Sheikh Isa Qasim in Bahrain, our Mu'mineen in Afghanistan, our Mu'mineen in Pakistan doing the hunger strike, and the Ulama and all the Mu'mineen and Mu'minat in all the corners of the world, those who have hajat, those who are sick, those who requested for dua. Let's remember all of them, our ulama, our maraji, our mujahideen, our Islamic Islamic leader, Samahatul Wali al-Faqih. For all of them, let's recite Ayatul Kareema before we leave. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Amman yujibul muftarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu as-su. 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 Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.